Tonight is the 38th annual Edward R. Murrow Symposium at Washington State University. And Dan Rather will get the Murrow Lifetime Achievement Award.
You know Dan Rather, a distinguished journalist with 60 years of experience. Let's get to know him a little bit better up close and personal. He's on the Como Newsline with us right now. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
I would imagine that this is an honor that means a lot to you since it's got the Murrow name associated with it.
Well, absolutely, and that's the reason I'm here, that I grew up listening to Edward R. Murrow and his reports during World War II. He's been my North Star, true North for me, through my whole career, and I'm honored to be here and humbled to be here.
And boy, how the days of journalism have changed since Murrow was around.
Boy, have they ever. The three biggest changes that are affecting journalism in no particular order. One is the increase in number of delivery systems and the way the delivery systems of journalism work, given we're in the internet age. The other is the financing of journalism, advertising, the changes in advertising patterns, and then, of course, social media. Those are the three biggest changes of the last, I'd say, 10 or 12 years.
Is it possible to put the genie back in the bottle and you know, get back to more of Murrow's kinds of standards?
Well, I'd like to believe so, but I'm an optimist by nature and by experience, but I'm also a realist, and I don't see, quite honestly, any prospect of that happening anytime soon. I'd like to believe somewhere down the road that we journalists, and I include myself in this criticism, will get back to the kind of standards that Murrow set when he, in effect, invented electronic journalism as we know it.
Do you think, I mean, I have this impression, do you think that the consultants have pretty much dumbed down, especially what we see on television news these days?
Well, I don't just think it, I know it. It's anytime you turn on the television, you can see it. There has been, throughout journalism as a whole, a dumbing down, a tarting up, if you will, of standards all up and down the line, and consultants bear a heavy responsibility for that. I want to make clear that the consultants are people who are supposed to be, quote, experts, and they are hired by people such as station managers and station owners to try to deliver greater ratings and greater demographics. Quite honestly, very few of what they recommend works, but they're paid a lot of money, and it continues.
Dan, in your 60 years in broadcasting, you have covered many a presidential race. So what do you think of the current race for the White House?
You know, I've been surprised by this race. First of all, how vapid it has been that neither candidate is talking very much, certainly not in any detail, about things that really matter. For example, when's the last time you heard either one of them discuss the war in Afghanistan, which drags on? So the campaign has been vapid. It's true, politicians usually try to, you know, just blow a lot of wind, but this campaign has had less substance than any in my career, and I've been covering presidential campaigns since the 1950s. The second thing is that I've been surprised by the contours of the campaign, the dynamic that has developed. This could have been, it may yet prove to be, but I thought going into this campaign that it was odds on for the Republicans because of the economy. That's number one, and it hasn't turned out to be that way. I think it may be a very close race, but as of this moment, it's clearly advantage Obama. But the second thing that surprised me is that I thought that Governor Mitt Romney would be a much stronger candidate than he has shown so far. But, of course, we have some weeks to go yet. Things can turn around. Overnight's a long time in politics. A week is forever. But those are among the things that have surprised me.
For folks who have missed seeing you on television for the past few years, catch us up to speed on what you're doing right now.
I do a one-hour weekly news program for Access TV. It's spelled A-X-S, but pronounced like Access TV, which formerly was HDNet. It's a cable and satellite network, and we do a one-hour program. It's repeated during the week, a one-hour program every Tuesday nights at, it plays at 5 and at 8 Pacific time. We specialize in deep-digging investigative reports, international reporting, and, of course, covering politics. And I'm happy to say that I can't remember a time when I felt more satisfied with work. I have a passion for covering news. I certainly haven't done it perfectly, and I understand that not everybody is going to love you when you do my line of work, but I think that even those who don't particularly like me or like what I've done would give me that I have a passion for covering news, and I get to do what I want to do when I want to do it, And I can't remember a time when I felt more satisfied with what I'm doing.
Well, what you have done has earned you a Murrow Lifetime Achievement Award. Dan Rather, we really appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Thanks a lot.
And it's a who's who of recipients of this award in the past, and it makes me wonder why Dan Rather was not honored this way years ago. You go back and you see that Peter Jennings, Daniel Shore, Keith Jackson, Walter Cronkite, and even our own Sam Donaldson have been honored with that prestigious Murrow Award at Washington State University.
Well, tonight is Dan Rather's night, the 38th Annual Edward R. Murrow Symposium at WSU.